Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, it's a concept that a lot of people don't think about until it's too late. A lot of people think about this after the deed is done. I didn't really think about how I would want my son to look, act, and be like, but I was doing the thing, and I got a queen instead of a king. I might have jumped the gun with that one, but I mean, this is serious business. Being with who you would want your kids to be like. It's a serious thing, but it's really not that tall of an order, if you ask me. Why wouldn't you be like somebody you would want to have offspring with? Now, plenty of people are going to say, yeah, but I'm only dating. I'm not trying to have no kids. Some of you may be past the childbearing stage in your life, which is a good thing, you know what I'm saying? But whether you are young enough to still bear your fruit or whether you are past that point, It shouldn't make a difference on your judgment of somebody that you're going to be with. Because if you are with somebody that you wouldn't want your children to be with, you know what that pretty much means? You're with somebody who you don't respect. You're with somebody who you don't value as high as you probably should. Or you're with somebody that you really don't get along with. What's the deal, baby? Shoot. I mean, if you want to take the shallow route, you may not even be dealing with somebody you would want your kids to even look like. 2 o'clock in the morning. The club's closed. I got to get my shit off. Yo, I'm calling this hoe. She's about 450 pounds, but I know she's down. She's going to take the thing all in the mouth. She's going to suck that thing down. And it's going to be all right, yeah. Gonna be all right, Now, I'm not saying that just because you're fat, you're going to have fat kids. Not that there doesn't seem to be a correlation. Y'all might not want me to keep it 100 like that, but I'm going to keep it 100 like that, 100 like that. If you have a weight problem, a lot of times people give birth to people who have weight problems. You know what I'm saying? Children that have weight problems. I mean, to each his own. You know what I mean? God made us in all shapes, sizes, and colors. It's all good. But if you've been sneaking around smutting the fat joint, you ain't want your friends to know that you was sweating the fat joint. Yeah, I said. You going to come out with you a little Miss Piggy. Okay, okay. It's all right, man. You know what I mean? Miss Piggy's still cute. Sexy Miss Piggy, you know what I'm saying? Oh, lady, you guys gave birth to a Kermit. Yeah, a little frog, nigga. Little frog, you know what I'm saying? Yo, somebody kiss that frog and turn him to a handsome prince. All right, anyway, let's talk about it, get into it. Let's go through it. Yo, we getting to it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get It Business Show. On this Throwback Thursday, let's get real about relationships Thursday. And what we talking about tonight? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Tonight we talking about being with who you would want your kids to be like. Have you been with who you wanted your kids to be like? People get together, break up. They like, yo, I'm glad I ain't had no kids with them. I'm going to keep it a buck. It's not normally the people that are in a relationship who say that. You know who normally says that shit? Mamas and daddies and aunties and uncles and brothers and sisters and good old friends. They'd be like, that's a good thing y'all ain't no kids together because that shit was doomed from the very beginning. But were you thinking about it when you was in it to win it? Were you thinking about it? Well, what if I get pregnant? Well, what if I get her pregnant? I mean, you having unprotected sex. Are you thinking? Are you using your head at all? Well, there might have been a little alcohol involved. Was you thinking about it at all? Yo, there might have been a little alcohol, but was you thinking about it at all? I'ma blame it on the alcohol. Yeah, the gin and the snaps of the alcohol. Yeah, the gin and the snaps. I had a little vodka, a little Grey Goose, a little Belvedere helped me get loose. And I had a little 151. You know, that's the name of the rum. It was fun. The Captain Morgan's and the Jack Wins. That's a cheap ass vodka. You understand? Anyway. I ain't going to get on nobody tonight because I've made many mistakes. But, you know, you live and you learn, and you're going to come across some situations in your life that are going to have you thinking like, maybe I wasn't thinking, you know, some situations that may have you thinking after the fact. So let's get this thing started. First of all, please, y'all. Smash that like button. Hit the like and share the show. Please, I said hit the like and share the show. And I need y'all subscribe to the channel, yo. Subscribe. So hit the like button and share the show and make sure you subscribe to the channel, yo. I mean, let people know what's up. Let's get this algorithm going on. You know what I mean? It don't cost you nothing. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita? Being with who you would want your kids to be like I said, I don't think that that's a tall order. You know, My late great daddy always said that his main mission when he had so many kids was to put some real men in this world. He said it wasn't enough real men in this world, and he was going to help take care of that problem. So he wanted to put in some real men. I don't know if that, I mean, he stuck to his guns when he said it. He stuck to his guns. He never wavered on that. Now, the way he went about it, a lot of baby mamas. Just keeping it a buck. A lot of baby mamas. And don't get me wrong, yo. I ain't trying to slander my dad. I love that man. Yo, I love the hell out of my pop. You know what I mean? That's my man. And that's my ancestor. So he don't mind me talking about this. So, but I always wondered with the women that he fathered children with, were they the example of what he wanted his children to be like? You know, you have to kind of think about the motivation behind certain things. Some things you can fix and some things you just have to let be until you figure out or get some help to get it figured out. You understand what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know if he ever thought about it that way. Many of us that are out here may not have thought about it that way because, honestly, we may not be having sex to have children. Well, he did. Let him tell it. I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of times he just wanted to get his rocks off, but it resulted in children an awful lot. So I wonder, was it often a situation where he thought like, yo, this would be a good mother to my children. Maybe he thought that. But did he think like, if I had daughters, I would want them to be like this woman? Was that in the cards? I don't know. I know this though. I'm gonna get off my pop for a second. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get off him all the way. I know this. If you out there just looking for freak Johns, if you just out there trying to hit up the baddest, the so-called baddest bitches and all that kind of shit, or if you fucking around with chicks that you know is out there smutting and whatever, or if you are actually living the life, the fantasy life of these $40 chicks, well, you would want your daughter to be like that. You would want your daughter to accept $40 for a sexual encounter. Even if that's your man, $40. Like, what's the $40 about? And who came up with this bullshit? Listen, I was a teenager in the 80s. We ain't never hear nothing about no $40. But I'm going to tell you this, $40 wasn't a lot of money in 85. So what's it looking like in 2021? What we doing? But the question is, would you want your daughter to be like that? Do the women that you deal with exemplify the type of person that you would want your children to follow the example of? It ain't that hard to think about, and it shouldn't be that hard to answer. Like, okay, yeah. In some ways, maybe not in all ways. You may not want your children to be like you in all ways. We all have shortcomings. We all have our little weaknesses. We have our problems. We have our things that we need to improve on. I don't have no problem with that. Nah, we're not doing that. But the overall personality, the energy, the drive, the ambition, and the look. If you're messing around with a chick that you don't want nobody to see, listen, ain't no way you want your child to be like that. And I've seen dudes try to weasel out of that situation, like try to get on some type conceited shit. Well, I'm good looking, so my child gonna be good looking. It don't even really matter what the mother look like. And I'm like, Nigga, you ain't got but 23 chromosomes, and it takes 46 chromosomes to make a child. 23 from you, 23 from her. Now, the baby might look a lot like you, or they might have them big, long, fang teeth like her, or vice versa. You a pretty girl, and you've been messing around with these dudes that are, let's just say they have a little to be desired, a little be desired. You know what I'm saying? You working with them, though. Let's just say you're not dating superstars. Can we say that? Okay, all right. So are you dealing with people, dating people, getting with people who you would want your children to be like? It can go deep. Ladies, you know how, you know, some chicks out there be like, yeah, I like them bad boys. I don't know what it is, but I be liking them bad boys. Would you want your son to be like that? You want your son to be running from the law? You want your son to be going back and forth to jail? You want your son to be taking unnecessary chances on his freedom and on his life? Running around here acting like a little hooligan, being a menace to society? You want that? You know what I mean? Because those are the type of men that you deal with. Impulsive cats. Don't think about tomorrow. Are living their lives on the edge, ensuring that they're only going to live to be a young age. Those are the kind of cats that you are used to dealing with. Would that be a good example for your son or your daughter? Well, you might not have ever really thought about that, but you got pregnant by the nigga. Might even had two. What you think? Being a criminal stops in one generation? What you think, it don't cross over? Come on, man. Come on. I know this. And I don't want to get morbid on y'all, but honestly, if you got pregnant by a rapist, I bet you if you had the baby, you'd be looking at that baby sideways until it got older. Like, I know I'm supposed to love my child. I said, thanks for my child. I'm really thanking you. The man above, thanks for my child. Well, if you wasn't thinking about it, you can think about it now. And yeah, like I said earlier, all you people who are past childbearing age, men, I ain't talking to none of y'all. We could be 99 years old. If the tool is still working, we'd be 101 with a 3-year-old. Like, yeah. But have you dealt with people who you would want your children to be like? Some of us do. Some of us take the good qualities. We take the good qualities of the people that we date, mess around with, whatever. And you think to yourself, like, yeah, such and such is a go-getter. They're a hustler. They're ambitious. They're sweet, nice. They're understanding, kind, generous, whatever. Okay, good. What about everything else? Because we have to do a whole 360. We got to deal with the whole of the situation, not just the parts we like. We already know how we deal with the parts we like. We already know. We already know. You know? Things like complaining all the time. Or things never being their fault. Or never on time. Don't know how to be punctual. Can't keep a job. Don't like to work. Lazy. Shiftless. Lying all the time. Yeah, you can be an ambitious person. You could be a straight go-getter and a hustler. Getting money type of motherfucker. But you might be a straight liar. Somebody that lies for attention. Somebody that don't even try. Somebody that don't even try to hold back the lie. They just let it go. They just let it go. Are we taking those things into consideration? Maybe some of us are. Maybe some of us aren't. But, yeah. Being with who you would want your kids to be like, is that a practice that you indulge in? Is that something that you do? Does that describe you, or is that somebody else's deal? I mean, you ain't got a lot of me. I can't see what I can't see what's going on behind this screen. I don't know. Y'all can tell me anything. But tell me something. Tell me something. Dating, well, being with who you would want your kids to be like. I see that we have a caller on the line. Well, let's just see what this is about, because it might be about something. All right, caller with the last number, 7605. Welcome to the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hi, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Okay, so have I done this? I have. I didn't necessarily want children for a while. And then when they were a consideration, I kind of was like, okay, I don't want to do with a short neck. I knew I wanted a guy with broad shoulders. Sounds kind of, superficial, but, I said if I have boys, I want him to have the chance to have to be well endowed. So I kind of sorry, but I mean these were considered.
Hey, do you?
I'm just being honest, and but also I wanted. I said, okay, if I have children, the person has to be smart and the person has to, have a sense of humor. Because I know how I am, and then I would want, whoever that other person is to you, because they're going to be, both parents are an influence on the children. So I wanted my children to have that not just the physical attributes, but certain personality attributes. So I've definitely done that.
Okay. So is that a regular practice, or is it just something that you've done periodically?
No, that was like I had a list. I'm not going to procreate with someone who doesn't have drive. Because what if, my child is influenced by that, then, it's too much of a possibility. It's like a whole bunch of attributes besides the ones that I've mentioned already.
Okay. All right. I think that it's a good thing to do. And I also think that it's something that not enough people seem to do. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a strange sound. Okay. When you look at what's going on out here nowadays and you see so many couples who have children and you hear them say things to each other like, I can't stand my baby mom. I can't stand my baby dad. I hate them. I wish this. That motherfucker ain't shit. Blah, 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 blah. That bitch. Blah, 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 blah. I wish I would have never. Blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't wish him on. I'm telling you, that bitch ain't. All she care about is money. You hear a lot of that stuff, and you think like, well, when did you start figuring this out?
Mm-hmm.
When did they stop being the type of person that not only do you not like, but you definitely wouldn't want your children to be anything like them because you have children by them. Like, this is your baby moms. This is your baby dad. So how do you get there? How do you get to that? How do you get to that point? Like,
well, you get to that point because too many people are just trying to knock up the girl who has big titties and a fat ass. You know, same thing with women. They're only looking to get pregnant by the guy who's really good looking. There's no guarantee that the kids are going to come out, you know, looking what you, like what you think. But people aren't thinking about all of those other things.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, "Oh, we're going to make a pretty baby. So let me just you know, this should be fine." And you're like, "But sis, he doesn't even have a job. And he still lives with his mom. And he didn't finish high school. But the kid's going to be cute."
Lord, glory be. Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. I don't have nothing against good-looking kids. But I do think that you got to have a little bit more. I do think that you need to load that trunk up with a little bit more. Because that's just not going to cut it. You understand what I mean? Like, that's just not.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You know, you hear the old head say, you know, talk about pretty babies all the time. And pretty babies are cool. I think smart babies are pretty good too. You know? But I think that the babies that have the most potential to do something great and to have the best contribution are the best ones. So that
right.
can play out in a lot of different ways. I guess what I'm really saying is, do you like who you date? Some people may love who they date, but I'm not sure if they like them. If you like them, then having children with them probably is, you know, has the highest possibility of turning out well, because you appreciate the characteristics of the person that you're dealing with. Like, you actually like them.
Right.
I'm talking about what you were talking about these men out here that just want to mess with the girl with the biggest, with the fattest ass, biggest titties. Well, maybe they want a daughter that got fat ass and big titties. But you got to learn. Listen, I know it sounds vulgar and it sounds explicit. However, you might actually want that. You might actually feel like, well, she'll have an easier time in this world if she's well endowed that way, if she's buxom. Yeah, I want my daughter to be a bad bitch. I'll just shoot any of the dudes that try to get with her. You ain't shooting nothing over nobody. You know what I'm saying? It don't work that way. You out there like that. And, yeah. It's just a situation that a lot of people don't take into consideration. And I don't think that it has to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, you may not be focused that way. But after you know, failure after failure, and I'm not even talking about on the relationship side, but when you see how your life has been going, and then you think about your offspring, I'm just thinking that you probably start figuring some things out. Like, maybe I ought to start, like, if you're the type of person that only focuses on the physical, maybe you ought to start focusing more on personality traits and maybe intelligence, things like that. Things that sort of roll over, things that reinforce themselves. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe you should start thinking in that direction, because the direction that you've been thinking in is just not it's not working out too hot. We ain't doing too good
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, there was a time where we could say, oh, you know, that type of behavior and recklessness was only for, you know, somebody in their teenage years or, you know, young adults. But I've seen people in their 30s, mid to late 30s, making these same decisions, you know? And it's like, okay, well, I like you right now, and so let's have a baby. And then, you know, somebody, they disagree with each other. They don't know. They haven't grown enough as a couple. So the communication's all messed up. And so they don't know how to work through their issues. Now it's just, you know, now you realize that this person fights dirty. And when I say fight dirty, you know, some people, when they get mad at you, woo, it gets real nasty. You know, and you didn't even know that before. Now you know that now. But it's too late because now you have this baby on the way.
Yeah. Let me ask you a personal question. And if it's too personal, sure, feel free to, you know, tell me to keep it moving. But have you ever wanted to be pregnant by somebody that you did not get pregnant by?
Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Right.
No. Have I ever said, oh, you know, this person, like in hindsight, after learning that this person was, like, say we dated, maybe it didn't work out, but, you know, every relationship is a learning experience. So do that experience. I say, you know, had it worked out and we did have children, it would have been a good look. You know, I've done that, but I haven't been sitting there like wishing. I don't wish babies.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
But some people do, you know. Some people do. And a lot of times with men, they get the wrong chicks pregnant. And sometimes the ones that they wanted to get pregnant, they don't for whatever reason. It happens.
Yeah.
You might have been.
I've had people say that they wanted to have children with me, you know. Or I wish we, you know, I always wish we had children. You know, I've had that happen a few times. I mean, I'm not loose or nothing, but I'm just saying, you know, I've had people say that.
Yeah. I remember a specific situation. I remember when I just graduated from college, just came home, I was messing around with this chick. You know, 93 was, it was that summer. So I'm messing around with this chick. I'm like, you know, she pretty much got it on the ball. You know, she was in her last year, of school. You know, she was smart. She was kind of cute. She wasn't the best, but she was pretty cute. Whatever. And I remember I was down to get this chick pregnant. And I was like, dude, that ain't you. But it didn't happen. And, you know, I thought back on that. Because to this day, we still cool. I thought back on that shit. That shit would have been a fucking nightmare. It would have been a straight nightmare. Because, number one, we didn't know each other well enough. We knew each other for a few months. And, you know, we was grown, you know. We were grown, but we were still, I'm fresh out of college. She not even out yet. But when, like, I remember the circumstances that we stopped messing around with each other. And when I think back on it, every time I see her, I be thinking to myself, like, that shit would have been bad. You know the crazy thing about that shit? She don't have no kids to this day. I'm like,
yeah, wow.
You know what I mean? She had Toronto kids to this day. Now, that's for whatever reason.
Wow.
I'm not making any assumptions on that. I'm not going to make any assumptions on that. But when I think about it, it would have been catastrophic. Because although she had qualities that, I would have wanted my daughter to exemplify. But on the flip side, I would have been like, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. And not that she was a bad person. But when you're thinking about me personally, is that what I would have wanted in my life? You understand what I mean? Like, for somebody else's life.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really
do. For somebody else's life, cool. But for mine, I'm like, nah, that ain't for me. And it wasn't that she was no freak, John. No, she wasn't no smut. It wasn't. She came from a good family, on all that old good shit. That don't always mean that person is for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she looked good on paper.
She looked good on my paper.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized I wasn't fucking with the good paper at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was messing around with the regular 8x11 paper and shit. You know what I mean? You know, the printer paper. I needed the glossy. I needed that good glossy photo paper. You know, like, you know, I was, honestly, my head wasn't right yet.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't. Smoking weed all heavy, you know, went from no weed the year before. Now I'm smoking I'm damn near smoking every day, all that old dumb shit. And when you're under the influence like that, you're not thinking. You're really not. There was too much going on. Matter of fact, I wasn't fully graduated yet. I came home to finish up in summer school. I had to take summer classes, so I graduated in August instead of in May. So all of this is going on. I'm thinking, like, what's my future going to be like? You know, I'm not even really sure what I'm going to do. I'm doing this thing. There was a lot going on. And I was young. I'm thinking I'm the shit and all of that. And, it would have been a bad decision. I would have been one of those baby fathers like, baby mama fucking dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, straight lace. Just because you smart, just because you pretty, just because you got it going on, don't mean you ain't a dickhead. You're a dickhead because, you know, you're not easy to get along with. You're a dickhead. So, you can run into situations like that. You can run into a situation like that. And thinking about it now, I see that I wasn't supposed to enter into that situation. But did I know that? No. You know, but the universe did me right. But it should have showed me, it should have taught me a lesson. But, you know,
you don't believe that the universe taught you a lesson?
It did. It did. Oh, okay. I thought I said that.
Oh, I thought you said it. The universe should have taught you a lesson. I'm sorry.
Well, what I mean by should have taught me the lesson, I mean, it should have really taught me the lesson before I was trying to do what I was trying to do. Like, I'm trying to do this. Like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Yo, you bugging, dude. Nah, this ain't, you at the wrong stop, man. You want to get on the subway. This is the L. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they both trains. But no, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this right here. So, I don't think that it's. I think that it's a good practice for a man to really start to really take into consideration the type of woman that he's dealing with before the fact, not just after the fact. Many of us, men and women, we have to deal with the consequences of our actions, and because so many other people are in the same boat, we write it off as just one of those things that happen, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can always be more forward thinking. I bet you when we fail in other areas that we can get ourselves out of, you know, things like bad loans, things like overspending or trying to keep up with the Joneses or you know, things that may be financially life altering, but not things where you can't put the pieces back together. See, with a child, you can't put those pieces back together. You stuck with what you've done, and you have to act like you like it because, you know, you don't want a child to be thinking like, you know, I wish I never had you. Even though in the back of your mind, you may be thinking just that. I forgive you for that because it's just a natural way to be. Yeah, when you get into a negative situation, you're going to wish that you had never gotten to that situation. But your head is going to be fucked up even more because you have this child that came that actually is the product of that negative situation. So you feel like you shouldn't think that way. But don't worry. Mm-hmm. Just because you think that way doesn't mean that you're going to act that way. I know that people say, well, now you can't say that, you know, it's a blessing from God. This is one of those things that you can fix. So just like if you drove a car that was way too expensive for you to be able to afford, you would do something to try to prevent from doing that again. Yet when it comes to children, you just let it fly on some old, well, we was in love or it was feeling good. That, man, what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, I've seen guys take more time to pick out a pit bull than they have a baby mama. But so then my question is, who is charged with the responsibility of considering whether or not they're going to be with someone that they would want their kids to be like initially, the man or the woman?
I think both of them.
Because the man is the one planting his seed. So, you know, some might argue that he is, you know, he's charged initially with the responsibility of making sure that he's procreating and he's planting that seed inside of someone who he would want his children to be like.
Well, like I was talking about earlier in the show, what if you are beyond childbearing years? The premise, that original premise doesn't go away. You may not actually want to have children, but you should be with somebody who you would want your children to be like. That's all I'm saying. You understand what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that you are actively trying to make a baby. You may be dealing with somebody who can't have children. Like, you know, I mean, the joint is all that, but she's barren. Don't worry. You can fill it all the way up, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Ain't nothing going on. But that type of person is a person that you like. That type of person must be a person that you respect. Somebody that you think sets a decent example. Somebody that you're looking for harmony with, basically. Because you would want to have harmony with your children. You would want to have cohesiveness with your children. You want to have cooperation with your children. You want to have understanding and affection with your children. So why not deal with someone that is like that and has the the lowest margin of error for turning out children who would be that way?
I agree.
You know,
my question is still my question. Yeah.
When it comes to birth control or whatever, I think it's a 50-50 situation. But I know if I was a woman, wouldn't no man get me pregnant if I didn't want to be pregnant? That's all I'm saying. That's all.
We're not talking about wanting to be pregnant. We're talking about wanting to be pregnant by somebody who you would want your kids to be like. And so we can't get pregnant if you guys don't make it happen. You know what I mean? And so it's like when you're deciding.
What do you mean by that?
Women.
What do you mean?
You have to plant that seed, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plant that seed. So, mm-hmm. I don't think that men should be planting seeds inside of women. You know, just recklessly.
That's true.
You know.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to assume that you've never taken a condom off a man.
No.
Okay. You are aware that it happens, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Just in case.
Anything that happens in my world, take it off? No.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
And you know, I mean, even if she took it off, I'm not sure what. I think I know what you're trying to say with that, but you know, okay, so she takes it off, you still are you're charged with the responsibility of letting it all loose inside that woman. You're putting your potential children inside this woman, who's fine as all get out, but she breaks windows and burns down people's mothers' houses, and you know, I don't know. And then
so
once the woman's pregnant, now she has to make a decision. Like, you know, why would you continue on with a pregnancy, you know, if you know the guy is a bum? So there's stages to it, but I just feel like initially the guy.
There's a responsibility to be taken on both sides. That's all I could say. You know.
Yeah.
The heat of the moment is the heat of the moment, but somebody has some cooler heads have to prevail on one of the parties. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but when it comes down to it, it takes two. It can't just be one. But okay, so when I say look at these dudes that be going up in, you know, going up in a strip club trying to smut these strippers. Like, it's in vogue. It's what a lot of your friends are doing and all that kind of stuff. But when it really comes down to it, like, is this what you want? Do you want to take a chance on your daughter taking off her clothes for a living, rubbing on niggas? It's not a guarantee that it's going to happen, but you see, you are an eyewitness to the potential. Same thing. You know, these cats out here, they think it's cool to mess with these chicks out here, these girls that like girls. Girls like girls, like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, at least I ain't got to worry about her being with no other niggas. You know, she like girls. Mm-hmm. And then you have a son with her. Mm-hmm. Good times. Good times.
Good times.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen it happen. I'm like, okay. Wow. I'm shocked.
Son / daughter.
Hey, it was all good. It was all good when it was in the freak situation. It was all good till you see your son jump double dutch better than all the girls on the block, and he knew how to turn. They don't never be like, "Yo, you turning on underhanded?" No, he ain't. He's a pro. his turns be lasting long as shit. This boy be jumping. He be Because a boy can jump regular rope. If a boy know how to jump inside a double dutch, I'm like, okay. Listen. That rope be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, to this day, I'm like, how do you get inside of there? I'll be seeing them dunk, you know, I'll see the girls, like, to see a dude jump right there, I'm like, oh, okay. Remember in the show, on the show, remember, you know, the Jefferson, Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah.
Remember on the show, Amen? Remember in the beginning of the show, he jumps in the double dutch.
Yes, I knew. As soon as you said Amen, I saw the beginning of the show pop up inside of my head. So, yeah.
Well, you knew
he was jumping, too. I was like, hey.
Yeah, you know what's up with old Jefferson,
you know,
right?
You know he was gay.
What? You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I found out he was gay. Like, he jumped in that rope. It wasn't no problem. It wasn't. Look, man. I'm not saying that every man who can jump double dutch is gay.
But
what do you mean? What?
Where's the rest of your sentence?
No, let me shut your mic off. I see right here. You want to be a problem. I got to put it on timeout. Shut the mic off. Like I said, I'm not saying that every man who jumps double dutch is gay. Carla, you still there?
I'm here. I was touching my mouth.
It's just, I'm not saying that every fish in the ocean is a great swimmer.
Well, okay, so I have a scenario.
I'm not saying that all cows graze.
Not every man is macho, you know. There's some, you know, feminine dudes who are straight. Do you think that there are women out there who are especially right now with this whole hyper masculinity, you know, fad that's going on? Do you think that there are women out there who are purposely choosing men who are softer to procreate with?
Well, I've known plenty of women who like bitch ass niggas. It is.
Well,
it
I wasn't
is.
Calling them bitch ass. I wasn't calling them bitch
oh,
ass.
Oh no, that was me. You know. That was me.
Okay.
That was me.
They could have been metrosexual and.
No, that's a bitch ass nigga.
Metrosexual. I wasn't
that's,
going straight
that's,
to. Oh.
Yeah, that's a bitch and metrosexual. What we not gonna do is we not gonna let no fake words come up in here and be trying to influence nothing, because we ain't doing that. Yeah, there's no such thing as metrosexual. Just say you like girl shit. Like, all right, you might not be gay, but you like girl shit. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, you're a little bit too primpy. You're a little extra primpy. But to each his own. There are women who like that kind of shit. There are women who, I mean, if you deal with, there's no difference in dealing with, let's say, a bodybuilder than there is dealing with a guy who's a metrosexual. Because with both of them, you're going to have to give them a lot of attention as far as validating their looks. It's going to take a lot. And I hope that you're ready and prepared for that, because you may not have thought, or you may not have known what you have gotten yourself into. It's not sweet like that. Any woman who has dated a male model will tell you, like, yo, now listen, you got that. You know what I'm saying? Because that is not a man's man. Any way you slice it. It's not a man's man. You know, you dealing with somebody who needs to be told how good they look and all of that shit because they really don't believe that shit in themselves. Sure, they may come off to you as being conceited or whatever because you figure nobody would do all of those things to try to look good if they didn't really think that they look good. But that's not the way the human psyche works. The way the human psyche works is that a lot of times you try to steer people's thinking towards validating you in some type of way because you really are in need of that. It's very psychological. Mm-hmm. I get it. But it ain't sweet like that. And in terms of the topic, would you want your son to be like that? Would you want your son to need constant validation that they are handsome? Is it that deep? Is it that deep? Would you want your son's contribution to this world to be lifting weights all day? You know, trying to win competition.
Some people do.
Okay.
Some people see nothing wrong. Yeah, some people, you know, mm-hmm. see nothing wrong with the model, male or female model mm-hmm. thing. They find a lot of pride in it, or they mm-hmm. take a lot of pride in it. Same thing with the bodybuilders. They're models.
They're models.
Yeah.
There's no difference. They're both models.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I love the way they come up with a cutesy name for the model. Bodybuilders. No, they're models. That's what they are. They're models. You know. Oh. Shouldn't fashion models be shouldn't they be like clothes builders? Garment builders. I mean, you have to be skinny enough to make it look like the clothes are on a hanger. That's actually the design of the shoulders that they want those fashion mm-hmm. models to have. They want to make it look like they're on a mannequin, not a real man or woman. So, but would you want your children to be like that? If the answer is yes, then the answer is yes. That's just a different mm-hmm. psyche, you know. If you would want your children to be like that, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are dating someone who is like that. When you think about how many parents have tried to make their children into something that they really aren't because they were living vicariously through them. You know, things like, well, listen, it was sort of like Joe Jackson, but Joe Jackson got it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He could have easily gotten it wrong. Like, let's say he pushed Michael Jackson to become, or the Jackson 5 to all become actors instead of musicians. The story probably would have been written a whole lot differently. Like, that might not have been their forte. You understand what I mean? But because he knew that they had musical talent the way he did, and I think that he really did push them to do it because he wanted to do it in his life and he wasn't as successful. So he made sure that they were successful. He lived vicariously through him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lived vicariously through them. And okay. I think he did a hell of a job. Other people would say, no, everybody should be able to choose their own path. Hold on, I think we have a caller on the line, and then I got to get on up out of here. I'm missing a meeting. All right, caller with the last numbers, 0964. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
You're welcome. Thank you. Damn, I don't even know where to start. My name is Cal Doom, so just calling in. I love the show. Keep the energy going. Yeah, man. I missed the last couple of nights, and you had some good topics, but I had some furniture in my hand moving around, so it was
okay.
Kind of difficult to do that. But one of the things you mentioned a while ago, maybe about 20 minutes ago, regarding, you know, someone's looks, like a dude, be a handsome dude, you know you're a handsome dude, and you know, you get with a woman. And you get knocked up. I think there's some dudes that are delusional, or they let their arrogance cloud their better judgment too.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of us, we got homeboys like that. You know, it's like, okay, dude, you know, you the Rico Suave, but you got to be mindful of the type of women you lay down with, especially, you know, there's a likelihood you're going to get a prego, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if she may not be that attractive, and you may not care until she gets pregnant. And no matter how good looking she is, it's like you said, you got 23 in your chromosome, she got 23 of hers. So
mm-hmm.
you can have some handsome looking raccoons out here. But, you know, teach his own. There's people that do that and all kind of weird shit. And it goes the
mm-hmm.
same way around with the women, because I got a couple of homegirls out there. You know, I don't say nothing at first. You know, some dudes they date, and I'm like, oh, it's cool, but, you know, they get mad, you know, you get pregnant, but I'm like, oh, well, what do you think? You really want to know? And they'd be like, be nice. But no, you look, I love you. You know that. I'm in your corner, but you know if I'm your peoples, you know, I'm going to lay it to you straight. I'm going to keep it a stack. Because you do the same thing with me. You know, I'll be like, yeah, you right. Well, shit, goes both ways. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a science of mating. I learned that, observe, especially with people that breed dogs. I mean, you know, some people might feel a way. It was like dogs, you know.
Nah,
the association
this is good.
Go ahead.
Now, this is a perfect example. Go ahead.
Okay, well. If you pay attention to professional dog breeders or horse breeders,
mm-hmm.
they are very selective in whom they
mm-hmm.
mate their champion dogs, their champion horses.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to let some dog from next door down the block, their Rottweiler mate with yours, because you'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, we should make a mate have puppies. They'd be like, yo, my nigga, back up. You know, where you get your Rottweiler from? You know, this we got papers here. My Rottweiler's parents and grandparents, we pedigree over here. We AKC registered. We European over there, the EKC, European Kennel Club, they know us over here. Who is you? You just Craig and them from down the block.
Right.
So that in principle has to apply in mating. If you looking for the type of mate, or you know, keep it in alignment with your the title of your show, you know, tonight's show. You know, you want somebody that's like you, you know, or like your mate. Does you know who you lay down with and who you get pregnant? Does that person have? Does she have qualities? I say first and foremost to the men. I know women got to think like that, but men, I would say I push first because men I see as the first and foremost line of defense. So being the first and foremost line of defense in war, in security and protection, if that ain't right, if that ain't tight, nothing else ain't gonna be right. Shit is gonna be harder. If I feel that if more dudes think like that, you're gonna get better desired results, and women will follow. But then you have some women, there's always the exception, because there was something else you mentioned, and the other caller a few minutes ago got on the subject of, but you mentioned it, that there's some women out there, they'll have the single mothers. There's some of them will do that. They'll sooner be a single mother than get married. So we got to be mindful of those types too. They'll be like, shit, I don't want no husband. I don't deal all that and with a man and all that. But they have no problem raising a son.
Right.
My theory, those type of chicks are domineering, bossy, cantankerous, controlling, and they have a little boy to control and try to raise into their idea of a man. You know, they feel somewhat happy with that. But that probably goes into another subject. I you know, and I don't want to digress. I want to keep in alignment with the the show tonight. But yeah, there's a science of mating. There are people that are doing it with animals and they win it. Meanwhile,
yeah,
we human, we here complaining about child support, baby mama drama and baby daddy and spite and back and forth issues, and it's so pathetic. You gotta laugh at the shit to keep from crying. I mean, that's my opinion. That's my opinion on that.
Listen, my brother, first of all, I want to thank you for that commentary, because that dog breeding and horse breeding thing was the dopest example I've heard in I don't know how long, because it's perfect. And what you're talking about with that, with those examples, are thinking about what you do before you do them. It's exercising self-control. Basically,
yeah, as one, right. Or one dude, I forget his name, he's a minister somewhere, a pastor, he called it dick control. You got, these dudes lack dick discipline.
Yeah, but you're thinking about your future. So in that way, you're actually doing a little bit of birth control. That's what birth control is. You are controlling.
Yeah.
What you know what else you're doing? Genetic engineering.
Yeah,
you're doing,
absolutely.
Exercising some genetic engineering. It's like some personal eugenics going on.
Definitely.
No, that's exactly what's going on.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You actually owe yourself that. We see the results of people who don't do it. You know, my baby dad ain't this. My baby mom ain't this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, that's so real.
Man, come
that's
on.
That's so real. I did that. I had children with somebody who was really smart. And I was like, okay, I know he has these faults, but I'm smart and he's smart and I can come out with some brilliant children. And I did, you know. So it was definitely genetic engineering on my part. The rest of the stuff where we both have faults, you know, we can work on that and help condition them to not, you know, delve into those bad habits, you know, improve on those. But that other stuff, yeah, that's really what it is, genetic engineering, and not enough people care about that.
And they should.
They care after the fact.
Should.
I never should have. I don't know why I did it. Nah. Listen, man, you know, I like to have sex as much as the next man does. But I'll be goddamn if I'm losing my life over a nut. I'm sorry. Like, yo. Like my dad used to say. He used to be like, yo, we did it 3 days ago and I'm still coming, but hold on.
I can't.
Yeah, my dad used to talk like that. So I'm going to miss that shit. But listen, yo, I really got to get out of here. I'm missing a family meeting. I got to get on about it. I really appreciate y'all calling in. I hope y'all call back in again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having this show and the subject matter.
Yo, thank you, my
no
brother.
Problem. It was a pleasure.
For real. You made my day.
Yeah, original man.
All right.
Likewise. Okay. Thank you. You
okay.
Safe. Peace.
All right. I got to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Jabaya Aziz, turning 45 years. Bow. 45 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Jabaya. And also Darrell Jenkins, turning 42 years old today. And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. My brother Ansel Jones. Now, normally he would be here, but hopefully he's somewhere turning it up all crazy, doing a damn thing. But we'll see him when we see him again. And I know that we'll see him again soon. But that's my brother. Baltimore, stand up all day. Happy birthday to you. And also Ronichi Baker, turning 43 years old today, and go get her, my girl Janelle Coca Goins. She married now. Janelle, everything she do it well. She be denying it, but I ain't trying to hear that shit. Yo, I ain't buying it. Hold on, cuz, you gotta call me back. All right. And also, Rhonda Watson Edwards, turning 51 years old today. And Ty Crippen, happy birthday to you. And Charles Owings Brown Jr., happy birthday to you. And, turning 59 years old today. And Unite All Peoples. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1985, my girl that I was in homeroom with, my girl Tammy Young. Happy birthday to you, Tam. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the jam, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. You know, genetic engineering, personal eugenics, birth control, all of these things are a necessary thing to do. But when it all comes down to it, you know, on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, all we're really talking about is trying to be with somebody that you can like, that you can respect, that you can love, that you can be with, that you can get along with, that you can have harmony with. That is not a lot to ask, but it is a whole hell of a lot to receive. And you can pay that forward. You can get it up front. You can get what you want. You can be with who you supposed to be with. You can get out of this bullshit. That's like bullshit. No more shit. I shouldn't have had no kids with her. That bullshit. No more shit. I can't believe I was fucking with this nigga. Goddamn this bullshit. No more shit. Yo, he don't want to pay no child support. He don't want to come see his child. Yeah, bullshit. No more shit. Yo, she won't even let me see my baby. All she wants is money. Yo, bullshit. No more shit. Yo, if I could do it all over again, that bullshit. No more shit. Yo, next time I get with the next one, I'ma win. That bullshit. No more. And hold the fuck on. I had another baby with her. That bullshit. No more shit. I gotta stop drinking. Gotta stop smoking. Gotta stop taking pills. And no bullshit. No more shit. Yo, what the hell is wrong with me? I got back. Bullshit. No more shit. We gonna get through it, man. One day at a time, man. God bless the gut. Hey, yo. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. And love y'all back to life. I want to thank y'all all for coming through. Listen, if you haven't hit that like button yet, man, smash that shit. I mean, get all into it. And if you haven't liked the show, I was just talking about the like button. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I appreciate y'all mucho. I'm going to get back with y'all tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Be here. Let's make it happen. So Blog Talk, let me get you on the body there. Peace to the callers that called in, man. Y'all were a wonder and a joy. And I'm a holler back. Yeah, boy. And